Turn your living room into a joyful, hands-free playroom with Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ. Your child sings, moves, and learns right alongside JJ and friends, all on the big screen. It's designed thoughtfully to spark speech, rhythm, and coordination through songs and active play. Try an ad-free, safe, and interactive way to make screen time part of their learning and growth. Parents love how easy it is, voice-controlled and frustration-free. Kids love every moment of singing, laughing, and playing along. It's fun for them, and it's feel-good for you. Available now in the Volley app on your smart TV. Just search Volley in your TV's app store and start your free trial of Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ today. That's Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ, available now in the Volley app on your smart TV. Search Volley and start your free trial today.
Volley.
Welcome back to Fostering Faith, and I am your host today, and I am so glad that you guys tuned in. And so we are going to be talking about something that we've been talking a lot in our everyday lives, and that's about guardrails and serving an invisible God, trusting the Holy Spirit to stay on course. And so, hey, if you're a new listener here, welcome. We are Fostering Faith. In today's episode, I believe it's going to be one that we all need, whether we're a teenager trying to figure it all out, or a mom juggling too many plates, or someone that's just tired of trying to do life without direction. And so today's message, guardrails and the invisible God, trusting the Holy Spirit to stay on course. Because let's be honest, the road called life is wild. It's full of choices, temptations, cultures, shouting in one ear and confusing in the other. And we're trying to follow God and we can't even see. So how do we do that? How do we follow an invisible God? How do you know you're not drifting? That's where the Holy Spirit steps in. That's where guardrails come in. God didn't leave us to figure it out all on our own. He gave us His Word and His Spirit to keep us steady whenever the road gets twisty. So whether you're driving to school, folding laundry, or taking a dog for a walk, settle in. I think this episode is going to tune up your faith a little bit. So let's dive in. And so let's start with the obvious question. How do you follow a God you can't see? And so as we have posted on social media so many times, and there are so many skeptic people out there, and they always say, oh, pray to your invisible dad, you know, oh, your heavenly father. And how do we have that question even as adults? It's not even a teenager question. It's a human question. And so Colossians 1:15 says, the Son is an image of the invisible God, a firstborn over all creation. So if God is invisible, how are we supposed to follow Him? Here's the key. You don't follow Him based on sight. We follow by faith. Faith is choosing to trust what God says when we can't see how it's going to play out. That's not blind guessing. That's believing He sees what we can't. And 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, for we shall walk by faith and not by sight. And Romans 10:17 reminds us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So let's pause right there. If you feel like you're lost, stuck, confused, it's not because God isn't speaking. It might be because we haven't slowed down long enough to listen. His voice is always present. His Spirit is always working. He just needs us to be willing to let Him lead. And so guardrails are good. And so what we do with an invisible God, how do we follow Him in a world that's constantly pulling us off course? We have guardrails. Guardrails are the safety boundaries on the road, positioned not in the ditch, but before danger. It's the warning. It's protections. They're not there to restrict you, but redirect you before things get off rails. In your faith, God gives us two main guardrails, His Word and His Spirit. Let me give you an example. Let's say you're dating someone and the relation starts pulling away from your values, your peace, your walk with God. The Word might bring up a verse like 2 Corinthians 4:16. It says, do not be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. That's a guardrail. But even more than that, the Holy Spirit will nudge you in your soul. And you'll feel an unrest, a lack of peace, a stirring, something's off. And that's God's love making you well up. That's God's love and loving you enough to tap you on the brakes before you crash. It's not a restriction. That's protection. And let's talk about the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus said in John 14:26, "But the Helper and the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send my name, will teach you all the things and bring your remembrance all that I have said to you." The Holy Spirit is not a concept or a feeling. He's a person. He's God's living inside of us. He's the best GPS, ChatGPT, you will ever have. And when you're about to say something shady on social media or feel a little, don't do that, that's him. Whenever you feel an unease about a situation and you can't put your finger on it, ask your Heavenly Father. It's him. It's saying, hey, back off. Hey, I taught you better than that. Hey, you know that it's not right. Hey, you know that we have higher standards in here in heaven. Hey, that's an earthly principle. That's not kingdom standards. And so that's him saying, don't do that. And when we feel drawn to check on a friend or encourage someone we barely know, that's him. When you're tempted to compromise and sometimes it tightens up in your chest and it's not your gut, that's God. Galatians 5:25 says, "Since we live by the Spirit, let us step in the Spirit." In other words, let him drive. It's like follow the leader whenever you were like in kindergarten, you know, or in Peter Pan, we're following the leader. And so, but we have to let him lead. That's about that surrender, about knowing that his ways are greater than our ways, knowing that, you know, it sounds like a really good idea to us, but he's like, no, I see what I have planned for you 1 year, 2 years, 3 years down the road. And is he going to make you do anything? No, it's freedom. He doesn't want to bully you into a relationship with him. He wants you to want him. He wants that relationship with you. And so it really is just him saying, hey, I sent my son, but he had to die for your sin. And so I don't want to leave you alone because I love you so much. Let me give you the Holy Spirit. And so it guides you, it directs us, and it will just make you feel all sorts of ways. But that's just him loving you. And people that point out correction, and sometimes that can hurt really bad and that can feel super like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that they said that to me. But were they saying it because they love you? And they have screwed up in that way in their life. And they're like, I didn't listen to the Holy Spirit and I put myself through a whole bunch of mess. And I mean, if you've not listened to Daddy's DNA by Brandon Lake, please go listen to it because it is really like, just we dance with the devil and we as older Christians get to walk in our mistakes and help the younger generation not do the stupid things that we did as we were trying to find our faith. And they have the opportunity to listen or not to listen, to find a recipe for success on their own. And so we are meant to, those of us that have gray hair, are meant to lead and guide the youth. So now, how do we know that we're staying between the guardrails? We look at fruit. And so Galatians 5:22-20 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." So let's go there. You say that you're following Jesus, but is your life showing it? Are you walking in peace or always in drama? Are you showing love even to the people who hurt you? Are you growing in patience or popping off when things don't go your way? Fruit doesn't lie. You can fake it for a while, but real spiritual fruit shows up on how you treat people, how you react, and what you say when no one's listening. So if you're wondering, am I following the Holy Spirit? Check your fruit. If you are full of love, peace, joy, you're probably walking close to him. But if your life is full of chaos, anger, anxiety, maybe it's time to ask if you've drifted from your guardrails. And there's no shame in that. God is not sitting up in heaven keeping a score. He's on the road with you saying, hey, Let's just take the next right. I'm still here. I'm putting people in front of you that love you, that I've placed in your realm for a reason. Allow them. Open your heart. You know, ask God to clean your vision. Ask God to uncallous your heart. Ask for some conviction. Hey, if I'm doing something wrong, like make me ill. Make me feel some type of way. Let me know if I am doing anything that is not pleasing in your sight. He knows that we're not going to be perfect. He knows everything that we have gone through. He does and knows everything before it's going to happen. And he's building us. He is correcting us. He is molding us. He is shaping us. And he can use the dumbest things that we do to bring him glory if we allow it. And so, yes, we live in such a sinful nature, and there is no sin different than anyone else's sin. And so it doesn't matter what you've done or what anyone else did. It doesn't matter. We are not here to judge. We're here to help guide others that have strayed from their path. And we're here to love people. And it may seem really hard when someone's talking to you about that. But in that same instance, like, it's really hard to point the finger at yourself and see that correction. Like, no, I'm not doing it. It's fine. But we really need to check our earthly standards. Are we living by kingdom standards? And so, practical ways to stay on course. And let me give you some super practical ways to follow the invisible God and stay between the guardrails. 1, read the word daily. This is our map. This is our love letter that he has written to us every day. Even just one verse can set your mind for the day. 2, talk to the Holy Spirit. Before you post, react, date, comment, ask him. Holy Spirit, what do you think? And so many times I have typed, I have emailed, I have done all the things, and I have deleted and deleted and deleted and deleted, not posted. And because we're not perfect, we still have fleshly desires to be angry. And let me tell you, and it's as you walk in your faith, it gets better. You get quicker to be like, no, that's not kind. That's not loving your enemy. That's not loving people that want to harm you. That's, if you help the poor, you're helping Jesus. Those that give someone a drink, that's giving Jesus a drink. And so as you walk in your faith, it gets easier. But ask him every day, lead me. 3, pay attention to your peace. Peace is a powerful guide. It sometimes steals, if something steals your peace, that's a red flag. We have that peace from the Holy Spirit. And if it leaves you, that's a prompt. That's telling you that something's wrong. That's not what I said to do. You're doing it in your own way. Please, hey, stop. That's not what I want you to do. 4, surround yourself with people who live it. You will become like the people you spend time with. Get around people who want to walk with God too. And so many times that we have said on this episodes about how it is so important for small groups, for community that is following Christ. And no, we're not all together and we are all perfectly messes and that is fine. But if we are walking towards God and we're going in the same direction, we're there to help each other. We are meant for community and to guide and to love people during difficult situations. And whenever we get off our guardrails, whenever we are not on the road of faith, that's what that person is like, hey, what are you doing? Like, what? Why are you doing that? That's not your character. That's not what you're doing. Like, what are you doing? And that should be a red flag. That should be like, oh my gosh, like this person really loves me versus the people that are encouraging you to do things that would not be God approved. You have to check your surroundings. And 5, keep short accounts. When you mess up, and you will, we will, I will, don't run from God. Run to him. Confess it, own it, and start again. And so as we wrap up this episode, let's bring it all kind of home. Yes, God is invisible, but he is not absent. He is guiding us through his word. He's speaking through his spirit. He's walking right beside you, putting up guardrails. Because he loves you so much, he doesn't want to see you crash. If you've been drifting, it's not too late. Get back on the road. If you've ignored the warning signs, God is not mad. He's calling you back. And just remember The Prodigal Son. And if you've not read it, go read it. It's about these two sons, and one leaves, squanders everything, and he's like, oh my gosh, like I could never go back to my dad. And he was like, my dad's servants have it better than the life that I have. And how many times have we all kind of done probably the same thing? And we go back with our head down, and he sees his son from afar, and he runs to his son and runs and just grabs you. And he's waiting for you to come back home. He's waiting for you to come back and like, oh my gosh, I've missed you. I love you. There's nothing that you could do to make me unlove you. And so let him lead. And so Romans 8:14 says, for those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. So let him lead. Stay between the guardrails and watch how your faith comes alive. And so we would love to pray for you. God, thank you for being our guard, our guide, even when we cannot see you. Thank you for the Spirit that lives in us, that leads us. Help us stay close to your word. Help us hear the whisper of the Holy Spirit whenever we're being tempted to drift. Make us people who bear real fruit, love, joy, peace, and everything that you have planted in us. Keep us on the road of faith, just in your way and not our way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. If this episode encouraged you, share it with a friend, leave a review, tag us on social media. And remember, God might be invisible, but his presence is undeniable. The Spirit is leading between the guardrails, and keep moving towards faith. Until next week, we love you guys and have a great week.